now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I
came. A new series 4, and it starts again now. The Beer Mat Quiz.
Oh, God.
Liquid refreshment can leave its mark on the table. Coasters come between the glass and that. Quiet!
Pop quiz, hot shot. Heat is on. The time is right. It's time for you. For you to build your games. People are coming. Everyone's trying.
It starts again. I am the reigning champ, of course.
Reigning, undisputed, heavyweight champion, Ashley Komovakawa.
Having stole a title last week in a tiebreaker on the last show of the Series 3. Here we go again, Al.
Let me get my go out.
So here we go. It is over the last three series. Of course, it is one each, I believe, in titles. Al, you won each, the first
yeah,
ever.
I won the first ever one. Means a lot. No one really remembers the person who wins the second.
No, but someone does remember the one who wins the next 20. So sure, that would be me. But anyway, if you've never listened to us before, I mean, come on now, what you've been doing? We have an unlimited amount of beer mats, each with four questions on each, and
we're never going to run out.
You never run out. Basically, we pick a card each, ask each other the question, hope you get yours right, and hope they get theirs wrong. And the first one,
once again for the Renegade Buster. Remember that?
Yeah, remember that. So yeah, it's a good quality tune.
Yeah.
Anyway, best 80s voice. Pick a card,
I shuffled them last week, so they've all mixed up now.
Well, they're all mixed up. You shuffled them, have you? Yeah. Oh, I like this one. It's nice and blue. I like blue. Right. As you're the challenger, Al, I'll give you the choice if you want to ask first or be asked first.
Doesn't matter because you only can have one question in this. That's really piss easy.
It's up to you, Sam.
Ask me first.
Right, only number two you can't have on this.
I'm number two then.
1, 3, or 4. One, three, or four.
I thought you said you can only have number two.
No, only number two with hand.
Oh, right,
the rest you haven't.
One.
Okay then. What three teams were relegated from the Premiership in the 2004-05 season? Sunderland, West Brom, Portsmouth. Norwich, Southampton, Crystal Palace. Southampton, Portsmouth, West Brom. Portsmouth, West Brom, Norwich. Good luck, son. If you can remember anyone.
C.
Southampton, Portsmouth and West Brom. It is B. Unlucky Al, it is the three teams relegated in the 2004-05-07. Norwich, get in there, you six-fingered scummers. Southampton and Crystal Palace. So there we are. Unlucky Al. Tough one to start, that was.
Far to go ahead, Ash, which Oof. You are going to go ahead. That's easy.
You put pressure on me. Julio Cesar.
Which team have a fan zone that reads "No one likes us"? Is it A, Manchester United, B, Chelsea, C, Millwall, or D, Glasgow Rangers?
Millwall.
Ah, you can't.
You can't say that.
Definitely
not.
1-0 to Ash.
Come on.
Hey, I do believe it's the first time ever
I've been ahead.
You've been ahead
in 4-3 series.
Goodbye.
So, Alex, as always, you're my best 80s comedian voice.
Pick a card, any card. Pick a card, any card, any card, pick a card.
He's got one, ladies and gentlemen. He's got one. I'm going to go with the one with the England flag on because England trounced Wales in the rugby this week.
Only just.
No, they trounced them. There was never in doubt, to be honest. Right, then, who we got here then?
You can have one question off my number three.
You can have two or four in this. Alex to ask first. Well, can I have one?
No, number three.
I'll have number three.
Why are Walsall known as the Sandlers? Is it A, the club was originally a jockey club? B, the town has a history of saddle making? C, the club was originally a cycle club? And D, the club's first chairman was Tommy Sandlers. Saddle.
Oh my gosh. I gotta go with the town. The town used to have a history of saddle making or something.
The town has a history of saddle making.
Yeah, I go with that. B, is it?
It's B.
Yes! Get in, ladies and gentlemen.
It is B.
Two and two for the Ash.
That goes.
That's gone.
Two that and goes two. In the furnace.
In the furnace.
We're forgotten, your son.
Right, on this beer mat, you can have number two or number four.
I go for two.
Number two, here we go then. In which country did the 2006 African Cup of Nations take place?
Oh, bastard.
No, that's not on here. That's not one of the options.
I go for four instead.
Is it Nigeria, Tunisia, South Africa, Egypt?
My initial guess, before you said it, was Egypt, so I'll go for Egypt.
Egypt, Egypt, Egypt. It's a fair old punt, this is, Al. Go for Egypt. You Sphinx is Egypt, do you? Just got it, have you said?
Yeah.
Right, don't turn, like Jackal and I, you son. Was it Jekyll? Jackal? It's a Jackal, isn't
it? Is it Jackal? Could it be Two Nile? Not the only one who do shitty jokes.
It's Egypt, man.
It is Egypt. Yeah. Yes. 2-1.
Well done.
Our first thing Egypt, I go. First thing that came to my head.
Always go with the instincts, son.
Yeah.
Always go with the instincts. So 2-1. Still only one in it. Still only one in it.
Get did that question you had wasn't Tommy Saddle.
That would have been better, wouldn't it? Yeah. It would have been better. Would have been a lot better.
My name's Tommy Saddle.
But yes, 2-1. Ash is still in the lead.
Your boy!
I don't know if you can tell, we're just filling in for time now, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got to do plugs.
Are we doing plugs? Are we?
We've got to do plugs. Seamus
here. Plugs. We'll have a look at Seamus now, because...
You find out about that girl.
Just a guest.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh. That's still Seamus told me anyway.
He's a drunk Irishman.
So, it's not nice now, is it? He's coming in now anyway. I think you'll have to bear with him because he's got a bit of a cold now, so his voice isn't up as well. So he's a bit.
Well, like you,
actually.
He's a bit of cold.
Yeah, he's a bit like me. So, Seamus, you here, Seamus? Hello now, boys. I'm here now, boys. How are you now?
Hello, Seamus.
Not much football now this week, boys. No, what did you talk about now in the review there? Anything now? Not a lot of
eggs.
Football. Eggs? Oh, I like eggs, boys. Fertilised eggs, I like boys, you know. Nice and fertilised. What are you writing there now, Alex? No. Foof McFoofinson. Who's that now, Alex?
You know a good name.
Who's that now, Alex?
Foof McFoofinson. Foof McFoofin's son.
Was he a supermodel now?
Yeah.
An Australian supermodel.
The woman I met the other day down the pub.
Down the pub now. Speaking of pubs now, boys, I've just been down on old discos now, boys. With the old flat, you know, boys. He sells his best now.
Oh, he's not been on the show for ages, hasn't he?
He hasn't been on the show, boys. He's been stuck in that.
It's almost like somebody's fed up doing that.
He's been stuck in old discos now, boys. I found it, boys, that he wouldn't give me 20 pints.
Oh, no, because you're not.
Because he knows me. He told me where it is. So, yeah, so he wouldn't agree to give me the 20 pints now, boys. But, you know, if you play your cards right, boys.
You're cousins.
It's right. If you play your cards right now, boys, I might, you know.
Oh, there's a goal, there.
I might let you know now. I let you know where it is now. And we'll all have, you know, 6.5 pints each or something now, boys.
12, isn't it? 12. Oh, that's well over the line.
Who's that now? Oh, that's the, Lincoln, that's the imps, boys.
Lincoln the
that's
Basker.
The dwarfs now, that's from the Game of Thrones now, boys.
The Lannisters.
That's the Lannisters now.
They pay their debts.
Who's that now? Scimitar Berbatov there, boys, now.
Quick as I've ever seen him move.
But...
That's not slowed down, that's actually the speed he's playing at.
Darling, mate. I've had a Guinness or two now. Flatley bought me one, mate. He opened his wallet up.
Go on then, plug away, yeah, Shane.
Plug away. So, as you know, the boys are on the V2Football.com. So, if you get on there, there's some great articles now about... great articles now, boys. I don't know if you're aware of. I forgot my notes, boys. I've left them in Andreska's, boys. I've left them there. Yes. I've left
it's
them
a shambles
there.
Shambles this week.
It's what it is, Al. You're right. You've hit the nail on the head there. But, yes, you've gone to V2Football.com. There's a new article now. I don't know if you boys know about the Twitter votes the boys do on V2Football.
Yeah, well.
They're putting together, they're compiling a list of the best under 23 players in the Premier League.
How can they choose
who's
Jordan
that?
Pickford over Jack Butland? Well, people, you're idiots who voted.
Well, I can't say nothing, Al. I'm very impartial, I am, no. I mean, I can't hear. That's what I mean by that, no. But, yes, so if you go in there, the goalkeeper, as you said, Jordan Pickford has been chosen. They've chosen the right back has been chosen. It's a bit of a shoe in that was. It was Hector Bellerin now from the Arsenal. And currently I think there's a day or two left on the voting for the left back now. Which is going along nicely. So if you want to go in there, if you want to go in there, boys, check that out now. It has been fantastic. And all sorts of other articles and interviews for the boys. And don't forget the other podcasts from V2 Football. You boys are the headliners, of course, now with the Arsenal Premier League podcast.
But I believe we're the first one every week. We're the first podcast goes out every week.
The first one every week, boys. You get out there first. You always come first, the boys do. I'm sorry, boys. I've got to wipe my nose now.
Everybody's got colds. I've got colds.
I've been doing cocaine with Flatley now in Odriscoll's now. I think it's a little blood there coming out now.
Nothing wrong with a bit of Sunday sniff, isn't it? Miss MDs.
Hey, you know, it's a little treat now and again for a job well done, boys. That's all it is, no. Hey, I haven't got a problem. I haven't got a problem now. So don't, you know, don't worry for me now. I like it. You know. But, you check out the other podcast now. You've got the 72 show, All Things the Football League, from the boys. And obviously you have the...
Is Peter Honor this week?
Peter who now?
Prickett.
Peter Prickett. No, he got on the 72 show. Al. He's on the V2... The Academy series now,
right.
Which will be making a huge return come the summer now, boys.
He's Academy 7.
Some fantastic guests lined up for that now, boys.
Like who?
No, not who. Who's not on there this year now? But...
Why?
No, why's not on there either now? Why you keep naming Chinese people? I don't know, Alex. What are you doing, man? But also, the... As Alex mentioned before now, the European Guide, it's got an official name now. The Hipster's Guide to Europe, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
Yeah, I've seen that the other day.
So have you checked that out?
The Hipster Guide to Europe.
So have you checked that out? And obviously that's all things European football, Champions League, European leagues. So check all them out, boys. V2Football.com, at V2Football on the Twitter now. And obviously, go find him on the Facebook. Why not? If you're doing it on the Twitter, you might as well go double babble and go on the Facebook, boys. And that's all for me, boys. I've got to get back to Odriscoll's because Flatty's chopping up a line as we speak. And he's a greedy bastard. He'll take a fat one, he will, boys. So So I'll see you next week, boys. Thank you, Seamus. Thank you very much.
Selfish. Selfish, you sass.
Easily, flatly. You can't trust him.
Selfish one.
But there we are. So, I mean, after the plugs, we usually do the second half. I don't know what we're going to do now. What are we going to do?
I know, we'll have to talk about eggs.
Eggs. Eggs are nice. Little Billy eggs. Enjoy. On bread. Sometimes. Toasted.
Very good, very good.
I like the Little Billy mini eggs. Over there, son. Underneath my headphones.
Underneath the headphones?
Yeah, I was lying down the other day listening to my tunes.
Ooh.
And if you're wondering, what are they talking about? What's under his headphones? Well,
I was listening to the greatest sets of Shaq and Demas and Players. I'm not teasing, son.
Didn't last long, did it, son? But you had to change
that. Cheeky bastard.
Change that very quickly, didn't you?
Cheeky bastard.
But if you're wondering, what was under his headphones?
What?
Turn it around then, son. What was under
Alex? Fuck him out.
Ali Owl.
Ali Owl.
Don't call him Al, boys.
Wow!
He don't like it.
Have you read Wow, Said the Owl, to you little girl when she was little?
No.
You were a little girl when she was little. She's six now. When she was like three or four.
Oh.
Wow, Said the Owl. Brilliant. Every time I read it to my little girl, I gotta do it in the voice of
Gene Hackman.
My who?
Gene Hackman. Who are you doing?
Christopher Walken, you prat.
How you doing?
Gene Hack.
I'm doing it for comedy purposes, that's all. But we'll get back to what was under his headphones? What was under his headphones? Well, it was the beer mats, the famous beer mats for the National Beer Mat Quiz, ladies and gentlemen. And so Ashley, that's me, is currently in the lead 2-1 against Alex. I am the reigning champ.
But not the first champ.
No, Alex won the inaugural championships back in series...
Booyah!
Series 1 and 2. I think we've done it over 2 series.
Yeah, we did. We dragged that bitch out, didn't we?
We dragged that out. We're still doing it now, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm 2-1 up. But anyway, basically, the premise, if no one's ever heard it before, is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with some football questions on each. We pick a card each.
Any cards.
Any card. Asked each other the question. Hope you get yours right and hope your opponent gets theirs wrong. And that's as simple as that.
Ready?
Ready for me.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, seconds out, round one. Here we got the boys in. The boys are in there watching now. Everyone, they all come in to watch us for this bit. They're taking the notes of the rest of it. So, I'll pick a card, any card. Oh, he's got one. Oh, I'm going to have this one, we've got all the footballs on it.
Oh, I've got the England badge, what? Talking about England badge, we haven't gone to see where Roy's this week.
We haven't. I think he did send me a text. We'll try and give him a buzz now after the quiz, shall we?
Okay. Do you want to do it before the quiz? Because the quiz is kind of like the end, isn't it?
Right. Give me a card back, Al.
No. Keep the cards.
Keep the cards. Right. Wait there, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get the phone out.
Before we do the quiz, because I just remembered all Riser.
How did you remember that, Al?
With the England badge you text.
Oh, right, yeah.
I just said,
look,
I got the England badge. Oh, we forgot to go to Roy.
That's right.
Because this week we haven't written anything down, have we?
We haven't written anything down, ladies and we were very unprepared. We're ill. Forgive us. But
dying, sir. We're dying.
So it's been a great success so far. All of Series 4. Because we had so much fan letters and things asking, what's happened to Roy Hodgson?
Roy Hodgson?
That's his name.
Hodgson,
isn't it? Roy Hodgson.
You said Hodgson.
Roy Hodgson.
Yeah, we had loads of Valentine's cards, didn't we, off our fans?
Yes.
Dirty, filthy knickers off somewhere. Oh.
You had knickers, you?
Yeah.
Boxers,
I bloody mum had us. Bloody mum had us sending them to me.
But, she don't wear knickers,
does she? No, she doesn't.
She let it all hang in the wind. A wizard sleeve. That's why she's always in the airport.
It does. Everywhere she goes, it's like someone's giving her. Everywhere she goes, it's like someone's giving her a round of applause.
She keeps tripping over it. Right, what was I going to say? Roy Hodgson.
But yes, Roy, everyone wants to know where he is. And lucky enough, we got hold of him at the start of the series. And he's been kind enough, he's going to come on every week just to let us know what he's up to. So it is that time of the week that we say, Roy, where are you now?
Oh, a bus.
Sorry, Roy, Alex, I don't know, he's just laughing there.
You laughing for Alex? Sorry, Roy, yeah. Ash put me off, we'll just go to it. Hello, boys, this week I'm with my friend.
Sorry, Roy, I don't know, Alex has got the giggles here. Sorry, I don't know if you're getting all this your end.
Well, I am actually, boys, it's very disrespectful.
Sorry, Roy.
I'll do it one more time, but if you punch it again, I'll be going.
That's fair enough. We appreciate your time, Roy. Sorry.
Hello, boys. This week I'm with my friend Roddy Rosenthal, and we're watching Rocky.
Thank you, Rocky. Sorry, Roy. Rocky one, is it, or
Rocky? Yeah, Rocky.
Rocky one. Okay. Thank you very much.
I would have said Rocky two.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, boys. I'll see you next week.
See you next week, Roy. Thank you, Roy.
Very much. Sorry for laughing, Roy.
Yeah, come on, Alistair. I'm very unprofessional. You used to manage England, for God's sake.
I can know. And Switzerland.
And Switzerland, yes. You love the cheese out there, Roy.
Oh, can't move in his house for cuckoo clocks. And Toblerone.
And Cockatoo. Toblerone. Right, we'll be back. We'll jump back into the world famous beer mat quiz. We have already picked our cards, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Not a single one for my card.
We haven't had a question on that card
yet. Yeah.
So as I said, there's football questions. There's four football questions on each card, ladies and gentlemen. Some of them, obviously, we've asked before.
Arsenal! Oh!
Right then, so I don't know who's asking first, Al.
Who? Fuck it, you go first.
So I pick a number first? Do you want me to pick a letter? So I'll go for B.
It's what? B? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I'll go for 2.
What was the European Championship titled until 1968? Was it A, the European Continental Cup? B, the UEFA Nations Cup? C, the European Nations Cup? Or D, the European Association Cup?
Oh, I tell you what, it's a quite tricky one.
That's a good question, dude.
I'm torn between A and C. And I'm going to plump for C.
What question is this? Question 2.
C. Is it?
The European Nations Cup.
Yeah!
3, he's gone ahead. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen.
She's up to 3 now. The tension builds.
He couldn't buy a point in the first game.
I couldn't.
If you fall in a barrel full of tits, he'll come out sucking his own
thumb. So 3-1 up at the moment. If Alex doesn't get this right, he goes in to a 2-point clear lead.
Yes, yeah, shocking
for
there.
Next week,
shocking.
Right now on this card, I believe.
It's ever since I've gone on that bloody V2. Quiz it is, son.
This, son, it is. Really peaked there, you know. So, we have got here. We've had 2, 1 and 2 on this card. So, you've got 3 and 4 to pick from.
I go for 3 then.
Okay then. How much?
Is that dog in the window?
How much was Michael Owen's transfer fee from Real Madrid to Newcastle in 2005? Was it 15 million, 12 million, 18 million, 17 million?
Well, my initial thought was 12, and I gotta go with my gut here.
Go with your gut, son.
17 and a half million. 12 million.
12 million B, you're going for? The answer is D, 17 million. I know. I would have, if I didn't know the answer, if I wasn't looking at the answer, I'd have gone for 12 or 15. I would have gone for 17.
I only thought they just recently broke the Alan Shearer record.
No, yeah, 17 million. Add-ons and all that, I suppose.
I actually said 17 first. So
17 and a half, you said. And if you go half, it's 5. You always round up to 18, so you'd have been wrong there. Sorry, Al.
No,
if you know your basic maths, if you got a 5, you round up.
I said
you don't round down.
I said 17. Ah,
17 and a half is 5.
So that's 2.
So 3-1.
3-1.
3-1. Ash leads after never ever leading. Took the lead last week.
I can't see. Now, where's he gone?
He's going.
Where's he gone? I can't see.
Just dust.
Bye.
Pop quiz, hot shot. Heat is on.
Ladies and gentlemen,
beer
quiz. I've got the every tune is a rock tune now. We love it, son. We love it. We love it. Here we go again. Oh, that's my favourite, son. The white snake. Caught me jump man. I've worn it for a while.
Here I go again. Huh? On my own.
I know, but no. Assassin, it's we.
No.
I adapt the lyrics because it's me and you, man. But we're not on our own this week because we had Ian Marshall on, son.
Ian Marshall.
We had a guest and Seamus, of course.
Real guest. But now, people are going to say, look, Ash did the interview for the guests every week. Where does Alex go?
Where does Alex go?
I'll tell you where I go. It's not me who's doing the voices. I'm not Ian Marshall.
No, definitely not Ian Marshall. I'm not for that one.
Who do we usually have? Jürgen Klinsmann, Michael Flatley?
That's about it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We're Stanford the Lion, of course.
Stanford the Cowardly Lion.
One of my favourites, personal favourites.
You know, we have another guest, don't we?
Well, we've had, we've had Mick Jagger on 1 week.
Mick Jagger.
We had Billy Connolly in.
A lot of people say it's us doing the voices, and it's not, because Ash is doing the interview. And what do I do when you do an interview, Ash?
I don't know if I should tell him. Really.
I get up and make us.
He makes a brew. He does make another lovely cup of Yorkshire.
Lovely cup of Yorkshire.
Gotta be Yorkshire if you haven't seen it, Jack.
If it's not Yorkshire, it's not tea.
You're right now. And that should be their slogan. That should be their tagline.
I tweeted them.
You tweeted them?
About 2 years ago. I said,
like,
you can use this, pay me in tea. And they went, ha ha, that's great stuff.
They come in, they've had a delivery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, come on, Yorkshire tea. He hasn't been out for 2 years. He's waiting for the postman to come with him. Come
if
on.
It's not Yorkshire. It's not tea.
But
and for the, you know, for the adverts over, after the watershed.
Yeah.
If it's not Yorkshire, it's not fucking tea.
There we are. That's for your late night one. Yeah. There we are. Like the late night Maltesers advert. That is.
Yeah, yeah.
That was straight on after that.
I won't mind having it as a girlfriend.
No, you wouldn't, Al. You just, you don't have anyone.
You won't mind a girlfriend, don't
you? Oh, sad times.
Sad times.
But anyway, we are all the world
sad
famous.
Sad times for me. You all right?
We're on the world famous beer mat quiz.
You get a double dip every week.
World famous beer mat quiz. Now, if you haven't listened to this before, where have you been? For God's sake, we're on series 4.
Episode 4.
Episode 4, series 4.
So
episode
4. 34th episode?
34th episode, Al.
34th episode.
That's right.
It's not the 44th episode. 34th episode.
But basically, the premise is we have an unlimited supply of beer mats, each with 4 football questions on each. We pick a card each. Ask a question each and hope you get yours right and they get theirs wrong. And currently,
can I just stop you?
Go on.
That bastard there on the advert.
On the advert.
That's
I'll
where
see
I seen his face. I was watching an old episode of Jonathan Creek the other day and I looked at this actor. I thought, I know that face from somewhere.
That's where he is.
I just couldn't work it out. He's on the bloody advert.
Oh, there we are. So, ladies and gentlemen, I, reigning champ, myself, Ash.
Currently, not first ever champ, though.
Not first ever champ, no. But will be the first ever defending champ next time. No? Successes? Double champ, I call it. That's what I'm calling it.
Back to back.
Double mint champ. 3-1 up currently. I haven't had a question wrong this series.
I haven't had a question wrong this series.
So, Alex, pick a card, any card, and let's hope.
Oh, I'm going for that one. That's quite nice.
Ooh,
that's
a nice one.
Let's read the cards first.
I can have this one, the green one. So, I believe I have to ask you first, Al. So, let me just have a quick look, see if we've had any of these questions before. I believe we've had number one, and that is it.
Right, we've had 2 questions on here.
We've only had number one on here, also.
So you can either have number 3 or number 4.
That's very good. And you can have 2, 3 or 4. You pick first.
I'll have 2.
Number 2, okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. play along at home if you want. Pause it after the question. Have a think. Have a Google. And, you know.
Don't Google it.
Act yourselves act smart or something. No, don't Google it. Right. Which Italian player played in the 1982 World Cup final and the 1998 UEFA Cup final for Inter Milan? Dino Zoff, Giuseppe Bergami, Gianluca Vialli, Ray Wilkins' friend,
yeah,
or Pietro Viecowood?
I don't know if I'm saying that right. What's the second one, guy?
Right.
Giuseppe Bergami, is it?
Giuseppe Bergami is B, yeah?
Yeah, I'll go for Giuseppe Bergami.
Giuseppe Bergami is a right.
Yeah!
Oh, mon ami, buongiorno!
Hey, bella bella!
Buongiorno, che cos'è?
It's Italiano!
Right. Three or four?
Three or four. Right, I will go for number four, please.
The title of Golden Eagle is a historical betrothed upon...
Bestowed
upon an exceptional player belonging to which club? Boca Juniors, Benfica, Kula Kula?
Oh, yeah.
Or Atletico Madrid?
Oh, he's looking at Crystal Palace, he was. Right, give me the options again.
So...
The Golden Eagle.
The Golden Eagle is historical... Is historically bestowed upon an exceptional player belonging to which club? Boca Juniors, Benfica, Colo-Colo?
Yeah, Colo-Colo.
Colo-Colo and Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid.
Right, as far as...
Colo-Colo's Chilean, isn't he?
I think so. Right, as far as I know, Atletico Madrid haven't got an eagle on their badge. But that doesn't... I'm trying to think of badges, that's all I'm going on now. Boca Juniors haven't. Benfica have, I think. So I'm going to go Benfica. Who's it?
Another guess.
No, I'm going Benfica.
We can head to the south. Another guess.
No, I'm going Benfica.
Boca Juniors.
Ah, it's not, is it?
No, it's not. It's Benfica.
Ah, yes! Yes! 100% record continues, ladies and gentlemen. 4-2, Ash goes
so
up.
So bloody obvious, isn't it?
How was it?
Well, exactly what I would have done. You broke it down.
I broke it down. I've taken your advice from the first two series and I'm breaking the questions down.
Golden Eagle, who's got an eagle? Benfica.
Yeah, but I didn't know about Colo Colo, son.
No, they
I know they got a big truck with Santa Claus on.
Yeah. Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming.
They only played this episode. But yes, 4-2 up. He's still 4-2. Two ahead. Boys! There we go. So that was Mickey Hazard. Once again, we want to thank him very much for joining us, speaking to us. Absolutely a pleasure to get his lowdown on Spurs and Tottenham. And like we said, hopefully for the fans, etc., and the players, they can win,
etc., win that
FA Cup this year.
Tottenham and Arsenal final.
So, Tottenham Arsenal final. Oh, that'd be a good one, wouldn't it? That'd be a good one. So,
Adele singing...
the national anthem.
No. What's the other song they play?
Spurs go marching on.
Nah! You know.
What, son? I don't know.
Abide by me, innit?
Jerusalem?
No, that's rugby, you knob jockey. Abide by me. That one, isn't it?
Does he sing that, do they?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can't remember. I don't know when the FA Cup kicks off now, Sam. I only see the highlights.
Is it 5 o'clock these days?
I've got no idea.
Bloody joke.
It's on a Tuesday, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Bloody joke. Absolute joke.
But
let's not talk about that.
Here is the climax of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
It is the Beer Mat Quiz.
Let's just go 4.
4-2 to me, Al. I haven't got one wrong all series. 4-2. I am winning 4-2. As I said, 4-2. I'm going to say it again. 4-2, Al. I'm the reigning champ. I could be the double champ. Whoa, it's looking good. But anyway, if you've never heard this before...
You ain't no champ. You ain't no champ. I'm the champ. I'm beautiful champ.
You ain't so...
I'm the number one champ.
You ain't so bad. I'm going Rocky. You're going Ali now. Yeah. But yes, if you've never heard it before, the premise is we have an unlimited...
I'm so good, I make men so bad.
You have,
I don't know if that sounds like Muhammad Ali. I don't know.
We have an unlimited, infinite, if that's the word...
Rumble, young man, rumble.
Amount of beer mats, ladies and gentlemen, is the word I'm
looking
for.
If you think that was a good impression, I can do Muhammad Ali.
You can do me, that's the only one can
shit.
Do.
I can't.
You can't. It's the only one you can do. But yes,
yeah,
we have an unlimited amount of beer mats.
Loads, or you can.
I can do a few. No, yeah. Not many.
You can do a German voice. You can do
me?
Like
no.
A scared lion.
No.
I'm Ewan McGregor.
You can do that.
You can do.
I'm massive important.
Ewan McGregor.
That's all he could do, son.
Oh, man. Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career.
Oh, yeah.
Choose hepatitis C.
I'm sweating hard. I've got to turn the heat off, son.
Choose your anal beads. They're like, the heating's off, man. My girls are gone. Well, every time my girls come over, my non-wife and my daughter, when they come over,
yeah,
I got to put the heating on because they both freeze it.
Well,
I sweat my headers off. All right, as soon as they go, the heating's off, the windows are open because I'm a cold guy. I like to freeze. I sleep with the window open.
Yeah.
I don't sleep naked because I don't trust myself.
No, son. Right,
so I got to have it locked as a key, you know? But no, I like it cold, son. You know that. You know I like it cold, but it's
indeed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, son, there's something wrong with you going for menopause. Can men have a form of menopause?
Probably. I've got some sweating again.
How do you know? You got the AIDS.
Could have. You never know, son. It's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's because you've got your woody out. It's making me uncomfortable or something. I don't know.
Well,
but anyway.
The way I rumble.
Back to the...
Rumble, young man.
Back to the Beer Mac quiz. We have
unlimited amount. Like a butterfly, but I tell you what, son. Things like a bee.
That's the STDs, are
they? Yeah, it's not STDs, it's more STIs.
Is it STIs?
Can't call them disease. It's not a sexually transmitted disease and most sexually transmitted infection.
Yeah.
STIs.
Bollocks. Why are they going to change these things? Yeah. It's like marathon and Snickers, son. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What was it? Starburst from...
Opal Fruits.
Oh, so a lot of opals in Poland.
Yeah.
Vauxhalls, isn't it?
Yeah.
Open that.
Yeah, there we are. He's still there. You're sponsored by Munich, aren't they? Don't need anymore.
Years ago.
T-Mobile now, wasn't it?
Yeah, they did Milan as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
I didn't realise until I was out in Poland, I was thinking, Opal. I'm like, fuck, is AC Milan sponsor? Yeah. So AC Milan was sponsored by Vauxhall. Basically.
You're right, sir. But yes, I'm determined to get this out now. It's the Beer Mat quiz. And we have an unlimited amount of beer mats, each with four questions.
Never ended.
Four football questions on each.
I bought a load back from Poland.
basically.
I'm halfway through transmitting them.
You're back to the STI now, sir. yes, so each with four questions on each. We pick a card each. Ask the questions, hope you get yours right, and hope they get theirs wrong. Alex is going to pick the one covered in footballs. Good pick, Al, good pick. I'm going to pick the one with one football. So, Alex, I am winning 4-2. It is you to ask me first.
We've had one.
Okay.
We've had two.
Oh.
We've had three.
Oh.
We haven't had four.
Oh. I'll have four.
Who scored the winning goal for Northern Ireland against England in the 2006 World Cup qualifiers? Was it
David Heaney?
David Heaney. B. Keith Gillespie. C. Stephen Davis. Or D. James Quinn.
David Heaney.
D. James Quinn. It is.
Not at all, Al.
D.
It's David Heaney.
D.
Huh?
D. Huh?
Oh, was it? Yeah.
D. James Quinn.
Don't listen to him, ladies and gentlemen. It's David Healy.
Jambo Quinn.
Because I think he likes sort of almost like outside of the boot into the far corner.
But that way, because we don't need that anymore, that is correct. 5-2 to
5-2.
Oh, here we go.
Big question. Let
we've
me see
how many
now.
Episodes we've got left now.
This is
the sixth one, isn't it?
This is number six, yeah.
Oh, only four left.
You've got to start getting these right soon, Al.
I don't know. I've had right. Bad second, bad third. Right,
haven't I? Right. We have had...
It's almost like I've forgotten all the answers.
Right, we've had two and we've had four on this one, I believe. So, we've had two and four. So it's one or three to pick from, Al.
I'll go for three.
Number three. Who said...
Oh, fuck.
7,000 a week may be enough for the homeless, but not for an international striker... Was it Nicolas Anelka, Pierre Van Hooijdonk, Roy's mate, Romario, or D, Thomas, the shoe salesman, Brolin?
Sounds like a Pierre Van Hooijdonk quote, it does.
It is indeed Pierre Van Hooijdonk.
5-3, kept
well
it.
Well done. I'd have gone for Anelka, sir.
Yeah?
I would have gone for Anelka.
Like
purely because he had that trouble leaving Arsenal to Madrid, blah, blah, blah. Cracking answer, Al. Cracking answer. Pulled it back. 3-2. Still
what
2.
What happened to Van Hooijdonk?
What happened to him?
We were Celtic then.
Nottingham Forest. Where did he go after Nottingham Forest?
Oh, I think he played for another English club, didn't he?
Didn't he? I like Pierre Van Hooijdonk.
I'm thinking Everton for some reason, but I don't know. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, bear with us. We're going to Google this, so you don't have to. We're going to do the trouble
obviously
for you.
Obviously, none of us could spell Pierre Van Hooijdonk, so I'm going to... Sandra on my phone, it's not... not on iPhone, what's it called? Siri on iPhone, and
Siri, yeah.
Amazon, Sandra. Sandra, Pierre Van Hooijdonk. There we go, Pierre Van Hooijdonk. Is... Oh, do you know what his real name is? Petrus Fandenentius Johansson Van Hooijdonk.
Well, there we are.
He is 47 years old now.
They ran out of letters in the club shop for that, so they just shortened it to Pierre Van Hooijdonk.
He didn't. He played for Celtic.
Celtic.
For 2 seasons. Played for Forest for...
Forest.
2 seasons, and he went to Vitas Aman, Benfica, Feyenoord, Fenerbahce, NSA Breda.
Breda,
and then finished his career with Feyenoord.
Well, well.
Finished his career with Feyenoord.
Amazing. Didn't know it, son.
6'4", striker, yes.
6'4", and tons of fun.
Played 551 games, scored 335 goals.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Played 46 times for the Netherlands, scored 14 goals. And now he's lost with the boys in Neverland.
Well, there we are.
10 years he played for Holland.
Don't forget, we do that so you don't have to, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So, Ash is still... That's me, Ash. I'm doing that. So I'm still 5-3 up on a quiz. Still 2 behind now. Good. Crack your answer that.
Yeah, it was good.
Very impressed. Very...
Hello, Reds. This week I'm rock pooling off the coast of Reykjavik.
Amazing. There we are. Thank you very much, Roy.
Next week I'm up at the Riverside.
In the cell.
Yeah, getting ready with Rudy Gettstedt.
Oh, it's an exclusive for you there, ladies and gentlemen.
At the Riverside.
Roy's on the way, so thank you very much, Roy. Speak to you next week, maybe.
Cheers, boys. I'll see you next week.
There we are. Fantastic. And that was Where's Roy Now?
Rock pooling off the coast of Reykjavik.
So now,
Iceland, that is.
I know, sir, I know. So,
yeah, we're
at the finale. At the finale,
Helsinki, Finland.
Helsinki, Finland, mate.
Helsinki, Finland.
You always have the Winter Olympics there.
Oslo, Norway. Do you know what Oslo used to be called? Capital city of Norway used to be called something.
Don't do Savile.
Don't do Savile.
You nearly did, son. Yeah.
I do Gary Glitter and stuff. Do you know what it used to be called?
What's that?
Christina.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why did they change that then?
I don't know.
It's a good one, isn't it? Georgia, I suppose, isn't it?
Oslo.
Can fit on a t-shirt, can you?
Because they're massive fans of keeping up appearances. And they want to recognise Oslo.
He was in my head, I was trying to, how can I fit that in? Fair play to you, Al, you've got it in, son. But we are in this now, Al, this is a showstopper of all showstoppers now.
What's the score, lads?
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you've had a treat this week. You've had a Premier League review, you've had Jeff Winter.
Proper show this week,
proper show, you've had Seamus Plugs here. you've had Dean Gordon, the legend that is Dean Gordon. Where's Roy now? And now... the world-famous beer mat quiz.
Liquid refreshment can leave its mark on the table. Coasters come between the glass and that. Quiet!
Pop quiz, hotshot. Heat is on. The time is right. It's time for you. For you to build your game. People are coming. Everyone's trying.
And I'm leading 5-3 up.
And even you know when I was in Poland, Kutuzak? I was in a little area, food, you know, coffee, good. You know, what's it called?
Vodka, sir?
No.
Cafe?
No. Cafe. I was in the square in the cafe.
Yeah.
And a little umbrella. And I overheard two Italian boys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, French, sorry. French horse. French horse, I was getting confused. Have you heard the word female star? Be my quiz, as you know. I was dying to turn around, didn't you? Yeah. I'm meow.
I'm meow.
But I thought, no, I'm on holiday. I don't want to be mugged.
No.
You know,
have
autographs.
Won't leave you peace otherwise.
Pierre and Cognac wants an autograph.
Cognac.
I got confused with Italians because Italians were in Auschwitz when I went to see Auschwitz.
Yeah.
A lot of Spaniards.
Yeah.
A lot of school trips.
School trips.
A lot of school trips, my friend.
Rightly so. Rightly so. Can't forget our history, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so it is world famous because it's listed in France.
Happy days. Happy days. Well, there we are. We're reaching global audience. So,
my sister, she went to Papua New Guinea last week. Right? And she said to me, I was in the bar in Papua New Guinea, and they were talking about the BMAC quiz.
Was it?
Does world famous BMAC quiz.
That's why we call it world famous. We're not just throwing... well, I don't know, words out there, you know, these are...
False advertising.
No, we don't do that. Not like Chris Evans, who apparently come up with this kazoo idea. Anyway, beer mat quiz.
My auntie,
5 feet.
She was in New Caledonia, all right, in the Pacific Islands.
Yeah.
And she was in the bar, and she also said...
Yeah.
We were talking about the world famous beer mat quiz. No, New Caledonia, son. That's a tropical island, right by Fiji.
World famous, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And not just that, we found out that a lot of Al's family spend time in bars.
Yeah, big drinkers. Well, you know, it's the Greek.
It's Greek in it, isn't it? It's Greek in it. But yes, it's the world famous beer mat quiz. I don't know if I told you. Try again. I'm winning 5-3!
5-3.
Episode 6. I haven't had a question wrong. Every question I've had right this season. Episode 6. I won 5, you're 3, Al. So it could be a turning point now.
Turning.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we've never heard it before. The premise is we have an unlimited amount of beer mats each with 4 questions on each. Football questions, of course. We pick a card each, asked one a question. I hope you get yours right. I hope they get theirs wrong. Simple as that. And you picked that one.
I picked this one.
And I will pick this one here. I don't know why, but I'm doing it. Mexican wave. Happy days. I haven't done a Mexican wave for years. Huh? Not a dirty Sanchez, but... So, ladies and gentlemen, it is me to ask you first this week, Ash. Al? Whew, I don't know who I am. So, let me see if we've had any of these questions before. We have had number...
What's that say, son? Can't see, can't read that. Catacino?
Catanacchio?
Maybe.
What number is that?
3.
I'm not picking 3. We've had 3 and 4 on this thing, Al, so number 1 or number 2 for you.
Okay.
Which would you like?
Well, you had number 4.
Yeah.
You had number 2.
Yeah.
And you now have number 1.
Right, I know what's coming on my car then. Right, come on then, 1 or 2, Al, what would you like?
What was that?
1 or 2?
2.
2 for Alex.
2 points!
Right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Argentinian playmaker, Lionel Messi. Now, you've heard of him.
I've heard of him.
Made his international debut against Hungary in 2005.
Yes, he did. And it was there.
It was remarkable because... Were they playing Bradford? It was remarkable because he scored a hat-trick in 9 minutes. He scored 2 own goals. He was sent off after 44 seconds. He broke his leg after 35 seconds. Or B...
He was sent off.
He was sent off after 44 seconds. The answer is C. He was sent off after 44 seconds. Good answer, Al. Well done.
Now, I do believe you haven't had number 1 either. So it was number 1 or number 3?
Right. I'm going to... Surprise, surprise, you're going to have number 1 because...
Which player won the Golden Boot Award at the Euro 2004 tournament? Was it A, Milan Baros?
Oh.
B, Wayne Rooney? C, Pauletta? Or D, Ruud van Nistelrooy?
2004, let's have a think. 2004, Greece won it, didn't they?
Yeah.
They played Portugal in the final.
Pauleta's Portuguese, isn't he?
Pauleta's Portuguese. Barros had a good one, though. I'm going to go with Barros. I don't know why.
It's Pauleta.
Ah.
Should have gone for
is it? Paulette.
Yeah.
Paula.
Paula was. God damn. Was it? You check the answer now?
Yeah.
See.
It was me, Lambarro.
Oh, I'm kidding. Don't trust him, ladies and gentlemen. Don't trust this man.
I'm a sneaky little bastard. So it was a 6-4.
6-4.
I can't call that gap at all.
Hey, the run, it surprised me as much as you. 6 questions on the bounce this season. I've got
you haven't bought these pub quiz cards.
I have.
You said I'm memorising them.
I secretly take pictures every time you go and make a cup of tea, so that's what I'm doing. Screenshotting them. But, 6-4.
Your boy!
Ladies and gentlemen, we did have a guest lined up, but unfortunately we couldn't get connected. Today we will try again next week, maybe. But we'll move on. We'll move on to the beer mat quiz. The climax of the show, Al.
Yeah.
And the big news is, I'm leading 6-4.
Yeah.
Now, what we do, ladies and gentlemen, in our series, we have, it's the fourth series, we have 10 episodes in each series. And our quiz will only run over the series. Once there's a new series,
new quiz,
it's nil-nil, all over again. We start again.
Clean the slate. Wipe the clean slate.
Wipe the clean slate, that's right. So, as I'm leading by 2...
No, like, wipe the slate clean.
Wipe the slate clean now, that's right. Make me look like a fool now, agreeing with you. Like a damn fool. As I lead him by 2, and there's only 2 shows left, if I get this one right this week, I've won. You can't catch me, Al.
I can't catch you, sir. I'm actually sure I can't.
But, obviously, I mean, we had this situation last series, where I was 2 behind, with 2 shows left. I brought it back to tie on the last show, and of course I won the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I say the tiebreaker. If we go to tiebreaker this year,
yeah,
arm wrestling.
That's fair enough.
You know, I've never lost an arm wrestle.
Oh, I don't want to do arm wrestling then. but yes, so it is all riding on this, then, gentlemen. So God knows what we're going to do next week.
You got a sign under the.
I got it.
Dragon of Krakow.
So I don't know what we're going to do next week if I get this right now. We have to just, I don't know, have a game of Cluedo or something, I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll play for fun. But anyway, if you've never listened to it before, Jesus Christ, where have you been?
Aye. Huh? That's a 39th episode for
Come on, goodness sake. Jump on a gravy train. Anyway, the basic premise is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with 4 footy questions on each. We each pick a card and ask the other one a question. Hope they get yours right. Hope they get theirs wrong. We start by...
We never run out.
Now, obviously, we have asked some of these before. You might pick a similar card than what we've had before. So some of the questions we may have asked. But there'll always be a question on there that we haven't asked. So we start, as always, in our best 80s comedian's voice.
70s.
Also, I'm asking you to pick.
My mother-in-law is so fat.
So pick a card. Any card.
England.
Any card. I'm going to pick this on England then as well. And now it is you to ask me first.
Okay, right there again. Right, we've had
that. Shall we? I mean, that's the schedule, Al. Shall we build up that tension a bit more? Should you ask me last? Because if I get it right, there's no point me asking you a question, is there?
Yeah, all right then.
I'll ask you first.
Okay.
Let me just quickly scan.
You can only have one in mind.
All right. Let me scan this thing now then. We will go 4. Right. Number 1. Number 2. Number 3. Only number 4 we've had on this, Al. So you've got 1, 2 and 3, I think.
I'll go for
number 1. Here we go. The earliest forms of football have been traced back to around the 2nd century BC. Now, you like this because you love history, son.
I don't like history.
In which country was there evidence of this first discovered? A. Japan. B. China. C. Italy. D. Greece.
Oh, C.
You saying C?
No. Three, I was thinking of three there. Whoa. I'm going to roll out Italy straight away.
Gone? Italy gone?
Italy's gone.
Italy's gone. We're down to Japan, China and Greece.
I want to say Greece, but I don't think it is Greece. I think it's China or Japan. And I got to go for China.
China. He's gone for B, ladies and gentlemen. The answer is B, China.
Ah!
He pulled it. Pulled it out of the knapsack. Right out of the bag there. What an answer. Fair does. He worked it out. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, he has history.
I don't like history. I don't. I show me all the time in history books.
Right, that's closed the gap. Much like Spurs and Chelsea, that's closed the gap. 6-5 it is. All on this, Al. All on this. What's my number?
What? Number 2, sorry.
Number 2 then, I'll have, please.
In which country did the 2006 African Cup of Nations take place? Was it A, Nigeria, B, Tunisia, C, South Africa, or D, Egypt?
Oh, right. I'm down to 2, Al. I have a 50-50. I've got Tunisia and Egypt, it is. And I'm going to go for 2006. You think back, what was I doing in 2006? It's a World Cup year, Sally. I probably didn't take a lot of note of the African nations. Tunisia.
You with that fellow in England.
I'm going Tunisia.
Tunisia!
Yeah.
It's Egypt!
No!
It's Egypt!
No!
Oh! 6-5, we go to the last episode.
Oh,
what a thrilling episode. Oh, he's finally got one wrong.
Oh, my God. 6-5.
Oh, do you know how close I was going to go for Egypt? Japan in mind. And I had to go for China.
Oh,
6-5.
Got that.
Oh.
Absolutely got that.
Oh! 6-5.
I was there and I was thinking, there's a pun there, Sphinx. Well, first of all, as we say, we're sponsored by artoffootball.com. If you haven't been on there, get on their website, artoffootball.com, at artoffootball on Twitter, find them on Facebook, Instagram. Beautiful handcrafted.
Beautiful!
Oh, t-shirts, prints, canvases.
You wearing one now, Ash?
I'm wearing one now, the old John Walt one. I've had it washed and dry cleaned. But as we said, handcrafted designs emulate the beauty of those split second moments, the moments that you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion, and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of the football. And of course, they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. And because they are our sponsors, Al, we've got an exclusive promo code, discount code. 10% off.
Say what?
10% off. That's all you got to do is enter Ash and Al. And, you know, Bob's your uncle.
Well, I used to do the other day, son. As you can see, I'm wearing the Alf Inge Haaland t-shirt when he got injured.
Beautiful, son.
His leg break.
Yes.
Roy Keane.
Defining
Roy moment. Roy Keane choking at him.
Defining moment, as you'll all agree. But it's Ash and Al. The and symbol it is. Ash and Al, all one word. Pop it in for your discount. Yeah, get on there.
Don't pop it in. If you've got money, don't pop it in.
Well, if you've got the money, if you don't care.
You think, I don't want a 10% discount.
You're mad!
I'm Daddy Warbucks.
You're mad! God damn it. But, so get on. But now, it is time for the finale. The grand finale for and Series 4.
The Dragon of Crocky.
Of
the... Yeah, Matt. I thought that book was about my mother-in-law.
The Beer Mat Quiz, ladies and gentlemen. Myself, Ash, leads 6-5. It is all. This is the last week. Winner takes all this week, Al. You can level it up and win on a tiebreaker. Or Ash can win. Now, the basic premise is, ladies and gentlemen, we have an unlimited...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Ash and Al podcast is proud to present to you, it's Beer Mat Quiz Grand Final.
Oh, I love it, Sam. Good one. Good. Special, that was. But yes, we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with 4 football questions on each. Some we've asked, you may
some have asked, some we haven't.
Basically, we pick a card each. Matt each, sorry, beer mat each. Ask the question. Hope you get it wrong. Hope you get those wrong.
Hope you get the wrong. Hope you get it right.
You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So, as we said, I leave 6-5. It's all on this. Can I get 7-5? So, I'll pick a card, any card. Oh my gosh, what's that? What's that? What's that? I'm going to have the Brazil flag on the back of it. Right, let's see. Let me check this to see if we've had any of these questions before, ladies and gentlemen. We have had 2 and 3 on this one now. And I, to build up the tension, I'm going to ask you first, sir. Because if you get yours right, it's levelled up, son. And then it's all on me.
We've had 2, 3, 4. You got number 1.
Number 1. So you've got 1. You've got number 1 and 4 to pick from, Alex.
Well, seeing that you've got number 1, I'll go for number 1 in yours as well.
All right, then. Here we go, then.
Oh, look at his eyes, ladies and gentlemen. He's giving me the dodgy look there, saying, oh, I've got the fat cunt. Oh, I've dropped the C word again.
Oh, my gosh.
Edit that out, son.
No, it stays in.
You can do that over.
We record as live.
Yeah.
In what year was Barcelona FC formed? 1889, 1904, 1893, 1910.
He has gone for 1899. A is right. Oh, he's leveled up. 7-0. Right down, 7-0.
6-0, sir.
6-0.
7-0.
6-0. I thought 7-6.
No, 6-5, sir.
6-0.
6-0. It is all on this. Mm-hmm. If I get it right, I win.
No diggity.
Right. Or it goes to a tiebreaker if I get it wrong.
What a comeback, though.
Fantastic, Al.
What a comeback with Matt. What a comeback.
Brings back memories of my comeback last season. And I ended up winning it on tiebreaker.
Could it
reverse the rat? The
What 3 teams were relegated from the Premiership in the year 2004-2005 season?
Shut up.
Was it A, Sunderland, West Brom, Portsmouth? B, Norwich, Southampton, Crystal Palace? C, Southampton, Portsmouth, West Brom? Or D, Portsmouth, West Brom and Norwich? Oh, going to hit you fuck there.
2004-2005.
If you get this right, son, you deserve to win.
Right, go through them again and slower.
Sunderland, West Brom, Portsmouth. Norwich, Southampton, Crystal Palace.
Slower, slower, West Brom. Slower, my brain cannot process this.
Southport.
Southport? Never been in the Premier League, son. You cheating bastard. You've been at it all this time.
I've read Southampton and Portsmouth together. Portsmouth, West Brom and Norwich.
What was C?
Southampton, Portsmouth and West Brom.
Now then. What was D?
Portsmouth, West Brom and Norwich. Shall I read them out again?
Oh, Christ, I'm going for D.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations. Because we're going to the tiebreaker.
Oh, shut up.
That's a ridiculous question. I never meant to do that.
Oh, look now. Because you can't get it right. Pick your toys up.
You know, man, it's 12 years ago.
The question, the right answer was B, Norwich, Southampton and Crystal Palace. Oh, wait, hang on. Oh, no, actually it was B. So, tiebreaker. Hi, Bricker!
What was it? Are you sure?
It was B, yes!
Alright.
Right. Don't have to be a tiebreaker!
You're gonna have to pick another card, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we pick it from the other pile?
Pick it from the other pile. We may have had questions before, but our memories are like sieves. We're getting older.
Who's gonna go first? Seeing how you went first last time, it's only fair. There you go first.
Right, what have I got to pick from?
4.
I'll have 4.
Which foreign manager once said, you cannot behave like crocodiles and cry over spilt milk and broken eggs? Was it A, Jose Mourinho? B, Berivarts? C, Fabio Capello or D. Giovanni Trapattoni? I still say he needs a low win that name.
Who?
Trapattoni. Oh, Trapattoni. Giovanni or Trapattoni?
Well, that's the thing. See, he had some good things when he was in Ireland.
Mind you,
it's between
Bertie Vogts and Fabio Capello. Actually,
for me, it's between Bertie Vogts and...
Didn't he win the European Championship of Greece?
Old Trapattoni. Bertie Vogts, no, that was something. Someone else was.
Gerhard Berda?
Something, yeah.
Was it Bierhoff?
No, it wasn't Bierhoff. Oh, Christ.
No, he is not.
I'm going to go Bertie Vogts.
It's Giovanni Trapattoni. Oh, pressure you, people. Pressure you. These are the ones we've...
Yeah.
So two, I'll take them out, that's it.
Two or four?
Well, seeing I've had, you had four, I'll go for four.
Right, Dan. How many penalties were taken in the semi-final penalty shootout of the 2006 African Nations Cup
bastards.
Between Cameroon and the Ivory Coast? Is it 6, 23, 2, 24?
What was the 20s again?
23, 24, 6 or 2?
It's not 6, it's not 2.
He's ruled them out straight away.
23.
23 is saying B, it's D,
24! Oh, no!
We go again, ladies and gentlemen. We go again.
We go again.
Let's give him a shuffle. Shuffle him, son. Shuffle him.
Shuffle him, good.
My goodness me, here we go.
Whenever you're ready. We haven't had this one.
Oh. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
We haven't had this one. Number 3.
This is it. For the win. Come
Chelsea
on.
Chelsea announced a record loss for football club in 1 year on the 27th of January 2006.
Oh.
How much was it?
Oh, my gosh.
200 million. 140 million. 123 million or 57 million?
A.
Oh, for fuck's sake. It was B.
Huh?
It was B.
Oh,
140 million.
Fuck's sake, man. Call it a draw.
Can't call it a draw. It's baseball rules.
Come on, then. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're on it. We're on it, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Right, the only one we haven't had on this one is this one, okay? Teams from which two islands contests in the Upton Park Cup?
Fucking hell.
Is it A, Trinidad and Tobago? Is it B, Australia and New Zealand? Is it C, Guernsey and Jersey? Or is it D, Jamaica and Cuba?
Now, you would like to think it's Guernsey and Jersey. Because of the Upton Park thing.
Yeah. But well, what's that got to do with Guernsey and Jersey? Upton Park?
Just because it's close to... It's England, British Isles. But then I'm drawn to Australia and New Zealand. For some reason, I'm just drawn to it.
This is a proper question, right? I'm asking you this now.
Huh?
It's a proper question, no?
Right.
This is your question. You've got to find one for me.
Right.
Seeing that we're running out.
Jamaica?
No, she wanted to go.
Jamaica, I seem to remember, played a lot at Loftus Road at QPR. So I'm ruling that out. What was the first one?
Trinidad and Tobago.
And who? Fuck.
Yeah. Australia?
I'm going to go for Guernsey and Jersey.
It's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Guernsey and Jersey.
Oh, come on then.
The only problem is we haven't got a question for me.
Well, we'll think of one now. We'll find one now, Sam. Don't worry about that. Here we go.
Fire away, Sam. I'm bored now. I don't care if I win or lose.
Here we go, Al, to stay in the quiz. The Cop is a name given to terraces and ends of certain English football stadia and comes from a famous battle. You love your history, son. However, in which war or series of wars did this battle take place? The Boer War, B. between the twins. The Crimean War. The Great War. World War One.
You don't have to tell me what the fucking Great War is. How was this then?
The Napoleonic Wars over the ice creams.
Oh, I don't know. We don't know. I'm going to go for Save of the Boar, the Crimea. Go for Boar War. I don't care anymore.
Fucking arsehole.
Is that going to rip, right?
Yeah.
I actually knew that one.
Well, Al, it's gone on too long now. I think a good old game of paper, scissors, stone.
Was it 7-7?
Rock, paper, scissors, is it?
Yeah.
It was 7 each, three? Ladies and gentlemen. What you haven't heard, ladies and gentlemen, is we cut a lot of questions out there because we couldn't get a winner. But we, you know, we don't want to bore you. So it's gone on too long. We're fed up of getting questions. So good old-fashioned rock, paper, scissors,
Yeah, okay then.
Let's have a go, Wayne, son.
Best of three? Or best of the three? Or straight off?
Best of three.
Straight off, hip, shoot, boom.
Boom. Best of three. It's up to you, Sam. You tell me. You decide, Al.
Well, we'll decide after if I win this. I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
You ready?
I'm practicing. Right, well, standard rules, best of three, best up of three.
Best out of
three. First two wins.
First of two wins. Are we going on three or after three?
After three.
Right. If you're playing along at home, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to get that right. Yeah, you don't want to go too early.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Show.
1, 2, 3. Show.
Show. Ready? So on the fourth shake, you show. 1, 2, 3.
Show.
Show. 1, 2, 3, show.
Oh, yes!
Taking it 1-0, ladies and gentlemen.
Al has gone scissors, I've gone rock, ladies and gentlemen.
Ready?
2, 3, show.
Oh! I protected him, ladies and gentlemen. I protected him. I stuck with the scissors.
You went paper. Right.
It's all on this one.
It's down
on this one. It's all on this one.
Here we go. Oh, right
then. It's
right,
all
right,
on this
right,
one.
Right. Okay, then.
Woo! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ooh, oh. Double rock.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yes! Rock the beam, motherfucker!
Alex went rock, I went scissors, ladies and gentlemen. He's blunted me.
I blunted him. It was no contest, ladies and gentlemen, because he's exactly like me. I worked it out in his eyes. His eyes like... Give it away.
Yeah, he's done.
Ladies and gentlemen, you two-time
Oof.
Arsenal Premier League podcast pub quiz, beer mat quiz champion, Mr. Alex.
Slover.
Run fatty foot, boom boom, Slover.
Well done, Alex.
First two-time champion.
Fully deserved. Come back.
Wanna come back?
Come back, well.
Hey, Alex, the comeback kid.
What an end. What an end to the quiz and what an end to the series, ladies and gentlemen.
What an end. You couldn't write this. You could not write this.
You couldn't write this.
This is exactly why we didn't write it.
No, because you can't. Because you can't. So, yes, don't forget. We couldn't
get a question wrong.
No. We couldn't but do
it. Had to bring up the.
We had to do something.
Should have filmed it. We'll do it again now.
Put it on YouTube. Put it on YouTube, son. But yes, so ladies and gentlemen, look out for Series 5 upcoming.
The winner of the third annual quiz.
Beer mat quiz. He's done it again.
The first two-time world champion.
First two-time champ.
Ash, he had a big lead, ladies and gentlemen, and he bottled it.
Hey, I didn't get one wrong for the first eight.
He bottled it. Eight
episodes.
He shit his knickers right at the end.
I done a Chelsea, son.
I done
what Chelsea are doing.
You done a Newcastle United.
I did. I've blown the lead. Fully deserved, Alex.
I like you, son.
So that's the end of Series 4, ladies and gentlemen. Look out for Series 5 upcoming. On Twitter, at Ash and Al Podcast, and all the like of it.
On Skype, on Pin, Stripe,
Pinterest, MySpace,
Bebo, Justin Bieber.
All those things.
Ellen tweets about us.
On the Trouble Chat pages.
Yeah.
Trouble, you know, all you kids are on there nowadays.
Yeah.
The box. The box, yeah.
Yeah.
The box, I know what I was just saying. The box.
The box.
The box. Remember that? Do you remember that?
Still on, son. It's not the same anymore.
You can see your number coming up then. Fuck, I'll wait fucking 2 hours for your song in. For fucking £10 or something.
Fucking Shaq and Demas and Players. I've got a week 4 hours of them. Fucking hell.
But yes, listen, as you said, keep on listening out. We'll be back for Series 5. And in the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky.
Fucking time.